Hello, once again, Main Menu listeners. I'm Daryl Shandro, and this is a demonstration of BlogLines.com, which is a web-based RSS aggregator or RSS reader. But BlogLines allows you to do a lot more than just view the content of your RSS feed. It also allows you to save those to a basic blog. So you can essentially clip individual articles out of RSS feeds to a blog and share that with others. Pretty neat, and I will show it all to you right now from the ground up. So first of all, BlogLines is totally web-based. There are a couple of extensions you can get to do things like notify you of new updates to your RSS feeds, or perhaps allow you to automatically subscribe to an RSS feed from within your browser. So there are some extensions, but they are definitely not required in order to take advantage of the service. BlogLines is a free service. It is ad-supported, and there are some ads near the bottom of the page. So you're going to start out by pointing a web browser, in this case Internet Explorer 7.0, to BlogLines.com.
Stumble upon. Welcome to Stumble upon Windows.
Okay, so
a stumble upon. Open up. Open dialog. BlogLines. Enter. BlogLines 100%. RSS feeds. Page has 6 headings and 65 links. BlogLines visited link graphic. BlogLines. Welcome guest link register vertical bar link help vertical bar visited link login. BlogLines.
And this is already the home page for BlogLines. I have previously logged out of my account so that you can see exactly how it works. I'm going to log in.
Words. Both caret none. Logline. Logline. Register. Help link. Login visited. Page and, has one heading and 43. Logline.
All it does is ask you for your email address and password. Of course,
edit. Combo. Go button. Email address. Alt plus M. Password. Alt table. Land. Login. Alt plus land. Link forgot your pass. Land. Logline is a free your favorite. Log link overview. For more. Home visited. About
if you don't have an account yet.
Overview. Forgot your pass. Creating. Search link.
You can click this link to creating an account.
BlogLines vertical bar use email.
And we'll show you that real quick.
BlogLines edit. Combo go button email address edit. Password password edit. Redash type password password at time zone combo box minus 0800 Pacific. 5 of language combo box English. Register button.
And that's it. So it asks you for email address. Usernames on BlogLines are based on email address. And then it asks you for password and confirm password and time zone. And a language. And there's a register button. Notice there is no CAPTCHA.
Back. BlogLines vertical bar.
But we're going to go back and log
BlogLines
in.
BlogLines edit. Combo go button. Email address. Alt plus M edit. Forms mode on. Password alt plus star.
Password's already
stop,
filled
stop,
in.
Stop. Out of table. Login alt plus L button. To forms mode off. BlogLines
log
vertical
in.
Bar my feeds. Page has 2 frames and 124 links. BlogLines vertical bar my feeds left.
Okay,
BlogLines.
So when you, after you log in to BlogLines, you're automatically, if you have feeds,
BlogLines vertical bar my feeds left fair and 27.
You're presented with the my feeds page. And, but of course, if you are new to BlogLines, you won't have any feeds. You will not be subscribed to anything. So now I'm going to open up another browser window. Yes, I have Control-Alt-I.
Connecting dot dot dot. New browser window.
Associated with Internet Explorer. And I'm going to add a feed to BlogLines. Show you how that works. It's pretty straightforward. So I have already subscribed to the Internet Explorer blog. So it would seem that it might be a good idea to subscribe to Mozilla's blog for Firefox as well. So I'm going to go over to Mozilla.com.
Mozilla.com. Enter. 2%. 100%. Mozilla.
Now go to
Mozilla,
the blog.
Mozilla for products link. Add support link. Developers blog visited link.
Link. And press enter on that.
Enter. The Mozilla blog. RSS feeds. Page has 16 headings. Odds.
Once again, I'm using the JAWS 8.0 screen reader for this demonstration. So we are on a blog.
The Mozilla blog.
The Mozilla blog. And of course, half the battle is finding the RSS feed, right? Because everybody indicates their RSS feed in different ways. If you read down the Mozilla blog,
land, visited heading level 1, link graphic Mozilla Corporation, list of 7 items, link products, link add dash on, link support, link to the visited links, the link about list, land, visited heading level 1, link the Mozilla blog, land, news, notes and ramblings from the Mozilla project, land, list of 3 items, edit, Search button blank. Heading level 2 categories. List of 6 I link about linker link 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 to list end. Heading level list of 4 items. Nesting level link September 2007. Link August 2000. Link July 2. Link June 2. List end. Net list end. List of 1 items. Heading level 2 more from Mozilla. List of 8 items. Link Mozilla to link 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 links link Mozilla link air link fire. List end. Nest list end. List of 1 item. Visited link graphic to Mozilla blog RSS feed. Subscribe to this blog.
There is a RSS feed subscribe to this blog link. So that one is pretty obvious. Usually, if you're on a blog, you can search for either the term RSS, XML, or perhaps the term subscribe. And you will tend to locate the information you need very quickly. I'm going to press enter on this link.
Enter. The Mozilla blog visited link. Page has one frame. Set up.
And here we are with the RSS
the Mozilla
feed.
Blog.
And I will do an insert A in JAWS. You can hear the address.
Address is http://blog.mozilla.com/feed/.
All right, so there we go. It's blog.mozilla.com/feed. Very good. Let's do our Alt-D.
Alt-D, address edit combo, HTTP.
The address is selected, and we'll do Control-C to copy it to the clipboard. Good, and now we will Alt-Tab.
Blog lines, vertical bar, my feeds, left parent, 27.
Back to blog lines. Cool thing about blog lines is it's very easy to subscribe.
Edit.
There's only one edit box on the page, on your feeds page. Press enter on it to go into forms mode.
Enter. Forms mode on. Edit. Type in text.
Paste in the URL you just got from the address bar.
Paste it from clipboard.
And read
edit
the line.
http://blog.mozilla.com/feed/. Home. http://.
Okay, good. It's all there. So we tab.
Combo box. Search for posts to change visibility. Search for feeds. Search for citations. Search the web. Subscribe to URL.
Subscribe to URL. And we just down arrowed to that. Press tab.
Go button unavailable to activate.
Press
space bar.
Enter on the go button.
Forms mode off. Enter. Go. HTTP.
And
log lines vertical bar my feeds left parent 20.
We have a page here of parameters.
Edit. Combo box. Go button. Folder combo box. Top level 1 of 8.
Okay, so we can select the folder. Blog lines allows you to organize your RSS feeds into folders or categories. It's pretty good. It's better than having 75 RSS feeds in one flat, uncategorized mess.
Enter table.
So we'll press enter on the folder. We're going to select the technology folder.
HT top level, top of 5F. For virtual combo box, top level 1 folder. Combo, enter, forms, new folder, amateur, Arizona, blindness,
okay.
Science, space, technology. Display
select
as radio
the technology.
Button 102 to change.
And then, do we want these items displayed as new or
ignore radio button
ignored? We want display as new.
Default radio button checked 1-4.
And
default
this
radio button checked.
Third field.
Blank. Display preferences.
Display blank. Preferences.
Radio button checked default 1-4.
What do we want? Do we want the default?
Blank. Radio button not checked. Complete entries 2-4.
Complete.
Blank. Radio button not checked. Summaries if available 3-4.
Summaries.
Blank. Radio button not checked. Titles 4-4.
Titles. Blank. I like complete.
Radio,
this.
Radio button not checked. Complete entries.
So what?
Space. Complete entries. Radio button checked.
What blog lines will attempt to do is display complete articles whenever possible. If not, then it will display titles and or summaries.
Summaries if available. Retitles radio monitored by blog lines. Notifier checkbox checked. Displayed in mobile checkbox checked. Public radio button checked. One private radio button.
We can select whether this is public or private. We'll go ahead and keep it public, which will make it available on the blog, which I'll demonstrate later.
Notes edit.
We can enter notes in here, which we will not do this time.
Subscribe button.
And then subscribe.
Enter. 1%. 100%. Log lines vertical bar my feeds left parent 27 log lines
and
vertical there are no heading additional features clickable.
That's it. That's all there is to it. Unfortunately you don't really get a confirmation
edit,
but
combo, go,
there are no errors, so and the subscription page is gone, so it is now on our list of feeds. You can just keep repeating that process as you find feeds to which you'd like to subscribe. That will fill your blog lines account. Once you have some feeds, you are going to want to read them. Going back up to the top of the page, we're going to tab down to the feeds link.
Log lines, feeds visited link.
And of course, since this is a partially dynamic website, the new version is very, very much AJAX, and that is still in the works. But even this one has tabs across the top, including feeds.
Log link.
Blog.
Clippings link.
Clippings.
Playlists link.
Playlists.
At visited link.
And so on and so forth.
Clipping. Blog. Feeds visited link.
So we're going to press enter on feeds.
Enter. Feeds visited link. HTTP.
Log and
link.
Now.
Feed. Clipping. Playlists. Add. Edit link. Options link. Mark all read link. 33 updated feeds link.
There are 33 updated feeds. It will only show the feeds that have updated items contained within them.
Left parent show all, right parent link.
You can show all if you wish, if you would like to look at feeds, you know, if you miss something, like, oh, I missed something and I want to see the feed that it was contained in, you can do that.
Absurdly cool free by Finder RSS left parent 200 right parent 0 right parent link.
And these are some of the feeds that I have.
Expand amateur radio link graphic.
And these expand items. You can either expand or collapse a folder. So that folder, that amateur radio folder, is currently collapsed.
Amateur radio left parent 59 right parent 0 right parent link. Expand Arizona link graphic. Arizona left parent 200 right parent left collapse blindness link graphic. Blindness left parent 443 right parent 0 right parent link.
The first number in parentheses is the number of articles. 443 in the case of the blindness folder.
Blind access journal left parent 16 right parent 0 right parent link.
It's the number of articles that have not been read. And I'm not sure, I think the second number is the number of articles that have been clipped. You can either clip an article, which means that you are keeping track of it for your own use, but you're not making it public, essentially. Or you can blog an article, which means you're making it public on your blog, which I will demonstrate later.
Blind news, colon news about blindness, left parent 200, right parent 0, right parent link. Community news left parent 23 right parent left parent eSight disability employment resource of the day left parent 1 right Mickey's book left parent 1 right parent top tech tidbits for Thursday left parent 2 right parent 0 right parent
and so on and so forth. There are quite a few feeds here. We're going to go on over to the Mozilla blog since that is the feed we added. We must presumably be somewhat interested in that.
Internet, the Mozilla PC world, colon, latest tech.
I skipped it. Let's shift tab back.
The Mozilla blog, left parent, 0, right parent, link.
There are 10 new articles in the Mozilla blog. All I have to do is press enter.
Enter. Link to Mozilla blog.
And wait. And I didn't hear anything, so let's see. We can just use H to start reading down the headers.
The Mozilla blog heading level 1 link visited. News, notes, and ramblings from the Mozilla project heading level 2. Special edition of Air Mozilla colon Mitchell Baker and David Asher heading level 3 link. Land by Marion Mozilla News. Land left bracket. This is a repost of ASA's original blog post at linkspreadfirefox.com. - Mary Colvig right bracket. Land tomorrow's. Link Air Mozilla Live will be focused on the recent announcements around Mozilla's increasing investment in email and messaging. We'll have both Mitchell Baker, chairman of the board, and David Asher, the CEO of Mozilla's new messaging company, taking your questions live just after 2 p.m. Pacific. So join us this Wednesday at air.mozilla.com and on Mercury.im to be a part of the fun. Land, who colon the Mozilla community host Asa Dotzler and special guests Mitchell Baker and David Asher. When colon Wednesday, September 19th, from 1400 hours 00-1500 hours 00 PDT left parent UTC minus 7.
Okay, right parent. Like that event's already happened.
When colon view the webcast at air.mozilla.com and part.
Alright.
Mozilla's new focus on Thunderbird and internet communications heading
so
level 3.
Page through the articles.
Mozilla 24 is live, heading level 3 link. Land by Marion Mozilla. Land, our colleagues in Japan kick
I'm
off.
I'm using arrow keys, land. By the way, to actually read once I get to the article I'd like.
Our colleagues in Japan kicked off Mozilla 24 in Tokyo this evening. If you weren't able to make it there like me, you don't have to miss out on all the action you can watch live from the Mozilla 24. Countdown to Mozilla 24. At 400 million Firefox downloads heading level 3 link. Catch Air Mozilla is Wednesday heading level 3. Introducing the best thing to hit campus since Ramen Noodles heading level 3 link. Announcing the grand re-opening of the Mozilla store heading level 3 link. Mozilla 24 colon A24-hour worldwide community event heading level 3 link. Firefox is a public asset heading level 3 link. Land by Pimon uncategorized. Land left bracket cross-post link Mitchell Baker's. Mitchell is chair of the Mozilla Foundation. Right bracket. Land. Recently, a Mozilla observer and contributor asked why Firefox isn't treated as a typical for - profit commercial effort and link why we are giving up the chance to get rich. This is a great topic for discussion. I'm glad it was raised. I've got a very strong opinion on this and I'm quite interested in what others think. Land, there are many reasons why Firefox is a public asset built for public benefit rather than private wealth.
So that is an article about Firefox as a public investment.
Landing the top to Mozilla.
And that's it. Those are just 10 articles out of the latest 10 articles out of the Mozilla blog feed. So that covers reading feeds. That's pretty much all there is to it. Pretty straightforward interface. So let's go back up to the we'll do a shift H because the article I want to blog is near the bottom.
Wrapping the bottom. Firefox is a public asset heading level 3 link.
And it is that one. It is Firefox is a public asset. So again, starting to read down the article.
Land by Tim. Land left bracket cross - link Mitchell. Mitchell is land. Recently, a Mozilla observer and contributor. Link why we are giving up the chance to get rich. This is a great top land.
So again, I'm just skipping through the article, but there are some links associated with each article. You can get to them by pressing tab.
Log lines vertical bar my feeds left parent 2781 right parent share this link. Comments link. Keep new colon checkbox not checked.
So keep new. That would if I check that box, then the article would remain as a new item in my feed. Right now it has already been automatically marked as read.
Email is link.
So I can email the link to someone else. You can send them a link to it and say, hey, check it out. This is a neat article. I do that sometimes out of my blog lines. The next one is what we're most interested in.
Clip/blog this link.
Clip/blog this. And we just press enter.
Enter. New tab page. Connecting dot dot dot.
Blog comes up in a new window.
Blog. Page has one. Blog lines vertical bar clip/blog.
And the fields here are.
Blog lines edit. Firefox is a public asset.
That's the title. So the title can be changed.
Combo box. Left bracket style right bracket. 1 of 10.
And there are some things you can do here.
Combo box. Left bracket font right bracket. 1 of 5. Combo box. Left bracket size right bracket. Editor/spellcheck edit. URL colon. Notes for URL colon at preview. City equals URL colon edit. Notes frame.
So
URL
editor slash spell check.
URL colon Firefox is a public asset. R U U.
And there is essentially.
URL colon space F.
Forward
URL colon at preview. City URL colon. Notes frame.
It's URL preview. A text box, you know, that you could actually type in some additional text around this entry.
URL preview. City equals 11,000,006. Firefox is a public asset. Edit. Edit. Notes frame end. Edit. Firefox is a public asset. Edit. Preview city equals 11 mil. Firefox. Edit. Notes frame end. Blank.
You could add notes.
Editor/spellcheck edit. URL view source checkbox not checked. Cancel but view editors combo box. Editors preview city. Firefox is a public asset. Edit. Enter forms mode on. URL colon Firefox view source checkbox not checked.
And let's see. View source. So you can look at the source code of this article.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Publish the blog button.
Publish the blog the or save. So if you save,
combo box, clippings folder, dot, 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 1 of 3.
You could save to
enter,
a clippings
form,
folder.
Level, URL colon Firefox is a 4 combo wrapping to top, blog wrapping to bottom, combo box, top level, 2 of 3, enter, form,
top level,
new folder, dot, dot, dot,
or
new folder,
folder.
Dot, top left,
so you can
folder,
select
dot, dot, four, virtual,
where you want to save, where you want to save it to if you choose to do that.
Save to publish
We're
to
going
blog
to
button.
Press the publish to blog button.
Enter. Page has one link, log lines vertical bar clip/blog. Graphic log lines, the item has been blogged. Link close window.
The item has been blogged.
Link close
there's,
window.
A, there's a link to close window.
Enter. Log lines vertical.
And that's it. Now the Firefox is a public investment article has been blogged. Once that has been accomplished, every blog lines user has a blog that they may choose to use to share what they find most interesting from their RSS feeds to the rest of the world. I have one of those. And every blog, of course, has its own blog lines URL. So we'll just go directly to it.
Control O, open dialog, type the information.
Blog lines.
L-O-G-L-I-E-S.
Dot com.
O-M.
Slash blog.
B-L-O-G.
Slash Daryl.
D-A-R-R-E-L-L. Enter. Clip/blog this visited link. 2%. 100%. Daryl's accessibility. Electronic communications and technology news dash powered by blog lines. Link Daryl.
And there it is. Daryl's accessibility.
Electronic communications and technology.
Electronic communications and technology news.
Daryl's.
And it's a blog. You can do an H to read through what the various articles in this blog.
Daryl's accessibility. All the latest news and information on disability rights issues, electronic communications, and all technology, especially as it relates to accessibility by the blind. Heading level 2. About me. Heading level 2. Less September 2007. Heading level 2. Link my blog role. Heading level 2. September 23rd, 2007. Heading level 2. Heading level 3. Link Firefox is a public asset. Blank by Daryl. Blank URL colon. Blank. List of one items. Bullet link source blog. List of blank URL colon. Blank list of bullet link source list end. Blank list of one item bullet posted on colon sun sep list end. Blank heading level 3 link breaking down the stumble upon algorithm. Blank by Daryl. Blank URL. Blank URL colon. Blank list of one item bullet link source blog. List end. Blank list of one items. Breaking down the stumble upon algorithm heading level 3 link.
So if I want to read
Firefox is a public
this,
asset heading level.
Firefox is a public asset. I can
enter.
Press enter on it.
Firefox is a public land. Visited heading level 3 link pipe land by Daryl. Land URL colon. Land list of one item bullet visited link source blog.
You have to use the source blog option to in order to access the article. Okay, so again, just demonstrate a couple of articles in the blog, which a lot of people refer to as a clip blog, and demonstrating also how things change on the web from time to time, and what works a certain way one day may work a little differently a few days later. That is unfortunately the nature of dynamic websites, and unfortunately the impact is a bit more of a challenge if you're a screen reader user. So there you have it. Bloglines.com, free account. Create an account without a CAPTCHA, then add feeds. Add RSS feeds, or it'll actually support the Atom feeds that Google uses. then you can view your articles in those feeds, and you may either clip them for your own personal use or blog them to share with the public. Give your colleagues and friends your blog address, your blog line's blog address, that is, and they too can go take a look at what items you find of interest. There you go. That's bloglines.com. I hope that's been helpful to you. If you would like to learn more about accessibility, blogging, blog lines, of course, or anything else that you would like to do to help with the process of advocating for better accessibility, feel free to send me an email at editor@blindaccessjournal.com. Thank you, Main Menu listeners, and stay tuned for Main Menu Live. This week, it's all about RSS readers, including blog lines, for that matter. So do stay tuned.